these episodes of Jesus' final speech to his disciples are in response to Judas, not Iscariot, question. There are two Judases who are listed in the various lists of disciples, and this is the only occurrence of this Judas other than Judas Iscariot in the Gospel of John. So he's previously, you know, been an unknown character. And his question is, why are you going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Now, the mnemonic structure of Jesus' response to Judas is, first of all, around the theme of those who love me will keep my word. So in the two sentences of the first episode, as you can see, if you look at it, those who love me will keep my word. Whoever does not love me does not keep my word. So there's an A-B verbal thread in that first episode. The second episode returns to the theme of saying these things while I am with you. And then the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I've said to you. There are no explicit verbal threads in this episode. The contrast is between the things that Jesus has said to them and the things that the advocate, the Holy Spirit, will say to him after he's gone. The next episode is focused on peace, on Jesus' gift of peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Fourth episode is their response. Don't be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away and I'm coming to you. This is a reference to an earlier statement of his prior to this, these episodes. So it does constitute a verbal thread and is a quotation from earlier in the speech. And the final episode is on the theme of rejoicing that Jesus is going to the Father. That is, in effect, rejoicing at his death, to give them a perspective from which to evaluate his death that is positive. The last sentence, I've told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. So this theme, before it occurs and when it occurs, is a verbal thread in that last episode. Now, the spirit of this part of Jesus' speech is directly in response to Judas and his questions. And the initial answer to Judas' question is that the one who loves Jesus keeps his words, and the one who does not love him does not. So these are the words of God, not of him. So Jesus reveals himself to the disciples because they love him and keep his commandments. They keep his words. So the sign of love and of the process of Jesus revealing himself is to those who keep his words. Now, this phrase, to keep his words, means to hold the words. It's to keep them in your heart. It is, you know, to make them part of your memory. So those who keep Jesus' words then are those to whom he becomes clearer, are those to whom he reveals himself, in part because they do keep his words and are loved by God, and that then we will come and make our home with them. So the promise is that those who keep Jesus' words will be the recipients of the gift of God's presence, God the Father and Jesus the Son, and that they will come and live with him, make our home. And this is directly related to the process of keeping Jesus' words. of holding them in your heart. It is directly related then to the process of learning Jesus' words by heart and keeping them in your heart. Now, second part of this is the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the first episode, the focus is on the Father and the Son. In the second episode, the focus is on the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send, who will teach you and remind you of all that I have said to you. Now, this word, to remind, means to bring back to memory, to enable you to recall Jesus' words and the things that he has said. So the composition of the gospel itself is an act of the Holy Spirit that enables us as listeners to remember Jesus' words. And how will we remember? Well, the Holy Spirit will teach and refresh our memory. So each of these episodes deals with this central role of memory in our experience of Jesus and of the Holy Spirit that enables us to remember, to keep, and be reminded of Jesus' words. The gift of peace is the fruit of this process of keeping Jesus' words. That process of remembering and keeping Jesus' words leads to peace. And that's what Jesus identifies. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. So in this process of keeping Jesus' words, then, one will experience peace. It is the opposite of being troubled or anxious. So the logic of this is, I give you peace. Therefore, don't let your hearts be troubled, and don't be afraid, which would be the opposite of being at peace. The peace is rejoicing that Jesus is going to the Father. So what would we be troubled about or anxious? Well, troubled about his death and about one's own death. My best friend just lost his mother, who was would have been 96 the next day. And the finality of death has been really painful. And so many people, if they think about it, are troubled about the prospect of their own death and are afraid of it. So this is a word to remember, to don't let your hearts be troubled, neither be afraid. I'm going to the Father, and you don't need to grieve for me. So the last episode then is focused on this gift of love, that if you love me, you'll rejoice that I'm going to the Father. So this is what Jesus recommends as the response to the prospect of his imminent death, is to rejoice. The same then is true in relation to one's own death as in relation to Jesus' death, that it is fully appropriate to rejoice for one who is going to the Father, who is going to be with God. This part of Jesus' speech, then, is a profound meditation on the responses to, on the one hand, Jesus' imminent death, and on the other hand, questions that it raises. And in this case, it's Judas' question, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world? Well, it's because the process of revelation involves this intimate relationship of love, of keeping Jesus' words in the heart, and the world does not do that. So this is a part of Jesus' final words to the disciples, that invites us as his followers, as ones who love him, to keep his words and to make them part of our deepest selves.